back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And my good friend and longtime, journalist for 50 years or more in the city of Milwaukee and 28 years or so at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, former radio colleague.
Actually, I was at the Milwaukee Journal.
Oh, the Milwaukee Journal.
I very famously got fired from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I was telling you a history story when we left.
I know, but I want to make sure people know. I almost forgot there was a Journal Sentinel, but also a good former colleague of mine at a different radio station. It's always good to have Joel on. But go ahead, Joel.
You didn't know you were going to talk about this morning when you called me because you were talking about Chris
right.
Abele.
Making
this huge contribution. And I'm just explaining, we ought to know Chris Abele gave that to Cavalier Johnson. And we do, because the free press exists. And as a matter of fact, these secretive groups, Chris Abele isn't that big of a secret, to tell you the truth. Nobody knows. Everybody knows he funds Democratic causes, and he funds progressive causes. In fact, he funded one right here in Charlottesville, Virginia, actually nearby Charlottesville, Virginia, to elect the first transgender legislator to the Virginia legislature. So he funds progressive causes all over this country. And I'm glad that there are progressive millionaires as well as all the right-wing millionaires who are funding the Republican Party. This dark money thing, yes, we need to know who's funding our politics. And in Wisconsin, it is now illegal to know that. And the reason it's illegal to know that is that when Scott Walker was elected with open money, he encouraged people to give to right-wing organizations that didn't have to report their political contributions. And he said, send your money in this recall election, when he was being recalled a year after he won office with the support of all the Tea Party racist backlashers who came out to elect right-wing governors after Barack Obama was elected president. He said, if you send your money to the Koch organization and some of their cover groups, you've all heard about the right-wing Koch organization, which runs right-wing causes all over the country, that money won't be reported. And if you do that in Wisconsin, they can funnel it to right-wing legislators and my campaign, and no one will know who is funding the election, including a mining company that at that point wanted to tear up northern Wisconsin and destroy its environment. And in fact, Scott Walker, those donations from that mining company were kept secret until, and here's the interesting part, there were actually, I believe it was three or five district attorneys in Wisconsin who sued Scott Walker and his campaign organization and these right-wing secret organizations because Scott Walker had encouraged everybody to give money to the right-wing organization so no one would know who was funding this right-wing operation that could elect all of them. And in fact, re-elect Scott Walker in the recall election. And in fact, they did. Scott Walker won the recall and had another election a year after he was elected that he then won and became our governor then for a couple terms before we finally got rid of him.
You,
and the district attorneys who knew this was illegal. And John Chisholm there in Milwaukee County was one of the leaders. There was the district attorney from Madison, and there were there were a couple Republican district attorneys involved in that as well, in other parts of the state. And it went all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court until the right-wing Wisconsin Supreme Court wiped out the law that Scott Walker and those Republicans and those right-wing organizations was violating. They said it's no longer unconstitutional for these secret campaigns to fund elections, and these corrupt people can do anything they want. That was what your Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know, Joe. The overall picture of all of this on a national level has not been good for democracy. I just think that, you know, one man, one vote, and what all of that meant and what all of that stood for has kind of destroyed, you know, elections.
And it's intentional.
Yeah.
Exactly. You and I, we sometimes have little minor disagreements on politics, but we both know what's happening.
Right. No. and you know, Joe, the worst part about it is so many people who love this nation and what it stands for, and they don't know what has happened to it.
Well, you know, I think they really do. I think most good people in this country today know that. Here's the problem with the election, let's say, coming up this November. Off-year elections traditionally attract far fewer voters than presidential elections. We know that. And, in fact, everyone knows, and they know to such an extent, that Republicans right now are actually sure that in November they're going to win the House of Representatives.
And they believe they're going to take the Senate, too.
Well, they believe that's possible, right. Yes. And it is possible. Here's the unfortunate part. Most political people looking at politics aren't so sure about the Senate. They do think that the Democrats can win the Senate, but it's not going to be easy. And I've got a big argument that in fact, there's a very good chance that we can hold on to the Senate, and we really need to hold on to the Senate. That's clear. Democrats need to hold on to the Senate, because if they don't, you know, they've seen who runs the Senate.
Right.
If they don't win the Senate, the Supreme Court will be destroyed. I mean, it is destroyed already. It was destroyed when Mitch McConnell wouldn't even hold a hearing.
Merrick Garland.
On Merrick Garland, his nominee to the Supreme Court, for a year. He held the Supreme Court only had 8 members for a year after Scalia died, because Mitch McConnell refused to hold
him. Hey, Joe, we've got to go to a break.
Nominee.
Joe, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Joe McNally. We'll be right back.